I got some other interesting stories that involve the Forest Service and even my engineering days. That was more of an adult, though. Let me talk about the Forest Service a little bit. I was 14 when I got my first job with the Forest Service, and the reason I was able to do that was because World War II was going on, and there weren't any real men around, so they were looking for anybody and everybody to carry out the summer jobs in the Forest Service. I was hired when I was 14, but I actually went to work at the age of 15, and when that was in 1943 then, and I piled brush, and what that meant was we'd go out where the loggers had been, and we'd chop up all the old tops of the trees and pile them in a pile of brush so they could be burned later on. Then by the time the next year came around, when I'd be 16, I heard of an opportunity to be a smoke chaser in Bear Valley, of all things, and I thought, oh boy, that's going to make a man out of me. I'll be chasing smoke. That sounded pretty tough, and I'd be in Bear Valley. That's pretty ornery, difficult place to be, I'm pretty sure of that, and I'm going to work out in the Idaho Primitive area, and that sounded really manliness, so if I can conquer all those things, I'll become quite a bit of a man. Anyhow, I went out there and I worked seven more summers in Bear Valley chasing smoke. And we went in the 1st of June and we hung up old telephone lines that had come down in the winter storms. And we had to clear the trails around and back into the primitive area as well as closer in. And we did all that to prepare for the fire season. And then, of course, in the fire season, we stayed close to the ranger station so we could be sent out on fires. These stories that I'm going to tell you have to do with my working trail days, clearing out the trails. And one of them occurred in a place called White Hawk Basin. It was isolated, but it wasn't really in the primitive area. It was a beautiful little spot. There's some pictures of that, too, in there. And we'd go out for a week at a time. We'd had two pack mules, and one of them carried all our bedding and a tent and that sort of thing, and the other one carried all the food. Well, the food was carried in boxes that hung on kind of a sawbuck saddle. So you just filled the boxes with the food, and after you had the mule saddled, well, you hung those things on the side of the saddle. Well, they were pretty heavy at the beginning of the week because we carried mostly canned goods. And being pretty heavy, they were not difficult to unload, but not real easy. And I learned how to take the easy way out, like I do a lot of things in life, and I would slide the box down my leg instead of just taking the full weight with my arms. In this one case, I was unloading a mule called Old Nig, and as I slid the box down my leg, it lit some matches in my pocket. Well, in those days, our jeans were kind of tight, and we wore big boots, and the jeans did not come off over the boots. You had to take the boots off first or put them on last when you were dressing, and lo and behold, I knew right away I was going to have to get out of those pants. First of all, I stuck my hand in the pocket and burnt my hand, and I saw that wasn't going to work, so I sat down and pulled my pants down, but they were starting to smoke, and they were going to catch on fire, and by golly, I pulled my boots off, and about the time I pulled my pants off, well, they burst into flame. Well, we had some water nearby, and we doused it pretty quick, and I put them back on, and the guy that was with me, he said, boy, I've never seen anybody dance like that before in my life, so That became known as the fire dance.